This week on Clown College.
But JJ, you're going to have to change that instrument, man. Triangle, I'm telling you, as a triangle player, that's a dark fucking road. You don't want to do that.
I don't know.
I had a mental breakdown playing the triangle, man. You don't want to play the triangle.
What happened? What happened?
Bard played the
I never told anybody about this, man.
What was your other instrument?
I don't think he told it on here.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make your sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while to fit down to clown. We got the guest right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wanderson, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wanderson, and JJ.
You know what else leads to early onset dementia that I've read is like, I don't know if this is true, but I read once that relying on your GPS too much
could lead
to early dementia.
No way.
Because you're not using the navigation portion of your brain. You're just letting something else do it.
Dang. Yeah.
We're fucked.
So, but I don't know how that... You know, gets from A to B, gets from that
but
to.
I think that's right because I work where I have to drive, and I 100% use my GPS. Now I do this every day for a year, go to the same spots, and some places I need a GPS, even though I've been there so many times.
I am very reliant on my GPS.
You are?
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, I've lived in Austin for 2 years. I still use it all the time. But it's a big city too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
How long does it take you, like, to go from? Like where you're at to where you need to go.
Oh.
But like, most places, like from an average.
From where I live, the cool thing about the Austin comedy scene is from where I live to downtown is 10 minutes. But then once I'm parked downtown, I'm within walking distance of the Comedy Mothership, Sunset Strip, The Creek in the Cave, Black Rabbit, all these, like, there's shows at the Yup Lounge. Vulcan Gas Company.
Yeah,
like, there's
so you're right
all
there.
These places within walking distance, and then, you know, you got to scoot away for if you like the scoot. I like a scoot. You got to put
scoot?
Some the scooters that they have.
Oh, okay. You like the scoots?
I like them.
I won't touch them,
dude. And my ex girlfriend shit all over them. Like, she was just like, it was cool to hate them. She was like,
no.
They're so lame.
You got?
Did I do that?
No, you just got to bend it at the
I've never been on this side of the fucking.
Hey, Toots.
What up?
My sweet boy. Boss. What are you talking about?
AZ, the man, the myth, the legend behind this pod.
Motherfucker, dumb car.
What was Brandon. I talking about? I feel like I was talking about.
No, you're talking about your ex says she hated something.
Oh, the fucking scooters.
I'm with her, though.
What do you hate? Fun?
Right.
Do you hate enjoying life? You hate feeling the wind going through your hair for like $3 if you're just going a couple miles? And I like it. Sometimes I get downtown late. I got to get to Sunset Strip in like 4 minutes. I could park at the bridge and sprint.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That is true.
Or
Marty McFly,
I could get a scoot. I get a scoot. I'm there. You know, I feel the wind in my hair right before I go in. That's just a bonus, but I love
fun.
A scooter.
It's dangerous.
Why is
it
dangerous?
You're gonna feel concrete in your side
of
the face.
I'm good. I've never wrecked one.
But have you seen people wreck them though?
I've never.
Really?
No.
That's actually crazy.
But my friend, I have a friend who has a friend. Like everybody knows somebody who like knocked themselves the fuck out on one. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's never happened to me. I'm agile though. I'm light. You know.
Like a feather.
I'm like a feather.
Yeah,
I'm zoned in, dude. I'm mindful because I've wrecked things my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
That's like what I've done. Like I had this scar.
Shit, Dom. Sorry.
Yeah, fuck that camera.
Oh, damn.
That was tight. You see how fucking fast my reaction is?
That was pretty cool. You need to show that. You need to edit in what that.
Yeah, that villain, man.
No, that will put a cool effect on it.
Yeah.
Damn. So, Dom.
What is what do you think is the leading reason you're worried about these scooters and riding them?
Well, because it just if you can walk it, you might as well, because you got too many factors. It's on two wheels. You got to balance yourself. Mm. And then you got people who just walk out.
Yeah.
You know, if everybody's not paying attention, so you're not just driving for yourself. You're driving for everybody else.
Well, that's for sure. But you take it easy. I take alleyways all the way from I park for free under this bridge.
That sounded creepier.
Which
creepier.
They did start ticketing it recently.
Damn.
If you left your shit or
under the bridge. Yeah, it's where I've been parking ever since I moved there. 2 years I've been parking there for free, and they started ticketing comics and shit.
Or trolls.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Come on.
I got in the fucking. I get on the scoot and I can get to work all the way through alleyways going full blast. I just have to like check my shit at Rhodes. Obviously.
Uh-huh.
It's got brakes. I take it easy. Nobody's ever in the alleyway. And I go, I make it to Sunset from that bridge, like by Creek in the Cave.
Yeah.
To Sunset Strip in like 4 minutes.
Four minutes?
Damn.
Hold on. That's not that far.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, but it's like an 8 minute walk.
It's an 8 minute walk?
Probably.
Yeah, actually, you're right.
And I'm probably getting there quicker than 4 minutes. It's like, it's no time.
I get what you're saying. You can you can bounce out.
Yeah. It's an 8 minute scoot.
Because
sometimes and then whipping from spot to spot, some of the clubs are a little further away, like East Austin, but they're Roscoe's Comedy Club. Great clubs, but they're a little bit of a walk.
Grab on the scooter.
Get a scooter. Yeah. Hey. Fuck it. Dude, put away your pride. If you think you're too cool for a scooter, you're not too cool for a scooter, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
It's so much for you. Hate, like, get just on enjoy them. Life. Enjoy something. And sure, you might crack your head open. Don't do it drunk.
And if you're wondering what a scooter looks like.
Yeah, that's my favorite one right at a Razor.
That's not what we're talking about.
Oh, what are y'all talking about?
Do you know that we're not? Hold on, Brandon. Is this what you thought we were talking about?
Dude, I did. I'm like,
this entire time, this is what you thought we were talking about.
Yeah, this is why I used to ride the Razor scooter.
So we were talking about those. Have you ever seen those electric bird scooters?
Shit. I know what you mean.
Yeah, put that in.
That you scan the QR code with the app, and then it's like, all right, get your ass to work.
And you can just drop it off.
And then you just drop it anywhere, take a picture of it, go into work.
Wait, like this one?
Yeah.
It's
no.
More like
I mean,
that.
Oh, no.
Do bird scooter.
Oh, bird? Okay, let me search a bird.
I actually use Lime, but bird.
Like that one?
Yeah, like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
That's it.
It's like solar powered.
So they're just all over the streets in Austin. You can just QR code, scan one. And they're so convenient. Getting from, like, when you've got five, dude, there are comics doing five spots in a night, you know, in Austin.
And just like this guy. And if you don't know, if you're in Austin, hop your ass on a scooter, follow Brent Reed, find out where he's at. Dude, this guy's amazing. When I went down to Austin the other day, saw him hosting, he's everywhere. Fucking go see him.
Hell
thanks,
yeah.
Thanks, man. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, it's been fun. It's been fun. But yeah, the scooter is... Back to the... I'm just kidding. We could talk about something else. That was an autistic rant on scooter.
I was just trying to
you
let people know.
I'm so hot. Yes.
Huh?
I'm very high. I don't normally talk about scooters for 45 minutes.
It means he's high in life because he's glad to be back in Huntsville. Yeah. We have Brent Reed, everybody. Brent Reed, Brent make some Reed. Noise. Do the clap.
Yay.
That only we can hear.
Nose is running.
Yeah, you need something?
Oh, don't let Dante hear you.
There we go. We got
suck
it
off.
You mean we get a crowd? I'll grab a tissue.
It'll be fine. All right,
Get you right.
I look like a psycho.
We're going to cut this part.
PSA. You know, 15 to 10% of Americans like to go on in there butt-ass naked and just sit in the bathroom with the doors unlocked and shit, right? So you just slide on in, right? And you know, let me tell you something. That shit ain't right. I feel like it's wrong as hell. Look what the fuck happened to him, man. He walked in there, I walked in there, and now look, I had to stab the fuck out of him. Stab the shit out of him. It was sad. It was horrible. I didn't want to do it, but guess what? It was a man cold, bro. I had to go up in there, shank him, stab him. Because guess what, man? You can't come to my, this is my house, man. You come in there butt naked and shit. I mean, hey, man, that's all right to do, but lock the door. And he didn't lock the door. So kids, guess what, man? I'm sorry. I know you in school traumatized and shit, but guess what? Lock your fucking doors, or this will be you, man. Look at all that. Bloody hands for no reason. So, good night. Go kiss your parents. Do whatever you got to do. I'm out.
Thank you for the toilet paper.
I said this is a pro-Hitler podcast on multiple occasions. You can say anything you want on here.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's been wild.
Oh, yeah, and I watched it back and said, I probably shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
And then Alex made a short cut of it.
I made a super cut. We'll watch it after. We'll watch it after.
Yeah. And it's great.
Really good.
He says it like a lot.
You'll just have to
all
see
the time.
It. Fans of
in
the
context,
now.
In context, it's still just as bad.
It's not any
it's
better.
It's not any better. Yeah. It's actually probably worse.
Yeah, I cut out details. Yeah. Explain.
Yeah, but the Jews are cool.
Yeah. Hey, Dom, if it makes you feel better, on my way to work earlier, there was this dude, and he kept doing like the Heil Hitler sign to his dog, like his puppy. See, for the whole time, I was at a stoplight, and he just kept doing it.
And how you feel about Hitler?
I hate him. I think he's horrible.
He's pretty. Yeah, he was a fucking loser.
Piece of shit.
He was a fucking dweeb.
Exactly. And he only
dork.
Had one ball, or his ball was inside of him. We don't know.
He lost his testicle.
Mm-hmm.
He's a but bad. Look, very, very bad.
Virtually, I just want to make sure everybody knows I said he was bad. So look, we do a show David Lynam puts on the show called Hack and Forth, right? It's like Kill Tony.
Okay.
And then he was like, it's in Langston, Alabama. Now, I'm not from Alabama. Are you familiar with Langston, Alabama?
I'm not familiar with Langston.
So it's past Gunnersville. Me and Brandon walked in.
Yes.
Hey, the only ones.
Only two.
The only ones until you take a deep breath. It's me, Brandon, and Scott. You take a deep breath. Like, okay. So I'm not going to do anything I thought I was going to do. But so I get up there and I'm going to just do the I'm German and black, right? I say, I'm German and black. Somebody in the back goes, Hail Hitler.
No way.
One, I swear to God, he goes, Hail Hitler. And I go, never heard that. You know, I've never heard anybody say that. But immediate, I got so scared because I'm like, I'm just thinking, like, we got to get out of here now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to be able to leave. So
somebody.
Then,
holy shit.
Not only Hail Hitler, but
what's the craziest thing you can think of for someone to heckle? That's the craziest one.
Then he's doing the salute. The rest of the night, if he thinks something's funny, he does the salute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just some white dude?
I'll give you this. The median age there was 76, and he was one of the young guys, and he was 60. You know what I mean? Like, that's how this room was. So it's like 30 to 40 of you know, older people.
Yes.
And then he was the young guy, but he was still like 55, 60. And then afterwards, he was like, hey, where the hell? It's him and his boy. He's like, hey, where the hell Hitler guys? I was like, hey.
Oh, my God.
I was like, hey, what's up? He was like, yeah, I lived in Germany for 10 years. Oh, I did this. And then he's like, hey, we don't even like Hitler. I'm like, yeah, me neither, man.
Yeah, that was.
Dude, that's crazy. I
swear to God.
That was terrible.
That's crazy.
Langston, I'll be coming back this February.
I thought for sure that was going to end with them being actual Nazis. And they're like, we're just fucking around.
Yeah.
They just like to say that. That's nuts. That's not where I thought that. JJ!
JJ, man, how you?
What's going on? I'm doing phenomenal.
You recovered?
JJ. Hell yeah, man.
Man, so, JJ's walking in right now.
What up, baby?
Hey, you tell us about
it. I'm good, brother. How are you?
Oh, dude. Couldn't be better.
How you doing, though? What?
Did you shit your pants?
I did, yeah. There was some technical issues. I was driving over here, and I was just thinking, you know, like, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Not a good place for it.
Oh, Brandon had his eye right on it.
Yeah, I was staring at the whole time. I was looking out for you, bro. I was looking out for you.
Might have hit that?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Well, I'm sorry you filled your drawers up.
It's all right, man.
So what happened? Like, what'd you eat? What's going on?
Dude, so I actually moved out today. So
shout
I
had out.
A lot of shit.
The boy's on his own.
Well, two other dudes. Mm-hmm. You know,
ooh. Two other comics?
Uh-uh. Regular ass people. An engineer and a guy that owns his own business.
That's hell great. Yeah.
Yeah, productive.
That's great. That's good. That's who you need to live with. You don't need to live with comics.
No.
It's like clean, but like the first day I shit myself and they're like, oh.
Oh, okay. You had to go back.
Yeah, I had to go back, all the way back.
Were you in shorts like that?
Yeah.
Damn,
hold
man.
On, so you got shit on your seat.
No, I drove like, there's a little thing, right? Because this is
if an engineer rodeo, shits dude. Their pants, they take away their engineering license. They don't do that. They can't. I bet that blew his mind.
Damn,
like,
man.
All right, we might have to start watching this guy.
I mean, it was like.
Now they're suspicious of you.
It was like damn, disgust, bro. Dude.
It's like he shit his pants.
With a bad,
so
bad.
I'm not sure if I can trust him.
It wasn't terrible. No. It's never ideal. But okay. It was. It could have been a lot worse.
Was it hard or what?
It was like, I don't know. It was like a different state of matter. It wasn't like hard, no. But
Clay,
when I took my pants off uh-huh. and I look at the stain, it was like almost like a perfect oval.
Ooh,
really?
Really yellow. Okay. Almost like a baby. But
it
I didn't
like still... you laid an egg.
Yeah, man.
I ate some Chipotle at like.
Man,
two.
This is gross. This is the grossest conversation I've ever been in on.
This is wild.
And no, I'm just acknowledging what it is. I'm not saying I'm not enjoying it.
So how's Austin in living the life?
Fucking speaking of gross. Speaking of gross and. Smells like poop. Mm. It's
human feces.
Yeah, dude. I don't know that I would live there if it wasn't for the comedy. I know that I wouldn't. If comedy stopped there tomorrow, they were like, by the way, it's all outlawed in Austin, I would leave. Obviously. There'd be no reason. I mean, I guess that's a lot of us. That might have been a dumb sentence. But you know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
I don't
like the city. Yeah. I like the scene.
I saw your girlfriend run into Tom Segura's car, man. That was fucked up.
My girlfriend?
Yeah, dude.
Who's my girlfriend?
That lady in that video that hit his car.
Oh. Let's see.
Just some lady?
Did y'all see that?
No.
They hit
about?
His car, and like he's having a verbal.
I thought you were like, it was a person that
me
you
too.
Knew.
I was like, bro, you
think? Oh, no. Like, I thought it was like an ex-girlfriend or something. And you knew something.
It's that,
that
video
I
on
didn't.
The top left, man.
Oh, I did.
Right
see
up here.
That.
Let's see.
Yeah. I did not see this.
Oh yeah.
She had his like Porsche GT3, man.
No, just let it play. Fleeing the scene.
Call
the cops.
Hmm.
Oh, and he hit the what? Is that a Porsche?
Yeah.
Damn.
Tile's bad.
Good taste.
Look at her. He was like, you dumb bitch.
She ends up driving away.
No.
Yeah, she drives away. Yeah. He was
but they
like,
got like a picture of her license plate and put it on the internet.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So you know that lady's getting attacked, dude.
She probably doesn't have insurance. And what insurance is going to cover?
I mean, oh, yeah. God. What was he driving?
A Porsche? Porsche?
Some kind of Porsche. Probably not. You know, this motherfucker's big money now, man.
GT3.
And he was double parked, by the way. I mean, that poor fucking lady.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, but you know, he knows this. Nobody can feel sorry for you. You have a Porsche. And
yeah.
It's going
to
get fixed. And you have a lot more money.
Yeah. But, and now people are being mean as shit to that lady. They're just fucked up bad.
Damn. She had a bad day. It's okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all hit cars.
Maybe she is a bad person. Yeah, I don't know.
Did you hear what Brandon just said?
What did you just say?
He said we all
hit cars. It happens. Somebody taps a car once in a time. It's okay.
And then leaves, right?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Tap the car in the police station, man. Left the police station, man. Tap the car.
Vehicular.
Said it was a sidewalk. We took off.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that story.
Yeah.
That was at the police station.
Yes, it was.
What was at the police station?
We tapped the car. We all did.
And then went to
just
the
left?
Police station?
Yeah, but thankfully there were no dents.
Yeah. Did you get out and look or you just left?
Oh, I mean, I looked back and I was like, damn, bro, that's the sidewalk, man.
So he said no dents on his car.
Yeah, no, I looked back. I was like, okay, that car's good. Because I was like, there was a dent, I would stay. But I was like, no, there's no dent.
I can't believe this happened to the police station. No, but you never got a call. No,
and then the cops came and got you? How did you end up at the police station?
No, I just left and got a gun permit.
He was getting a gun permit.
Yeah.
Hit a car at the police station. Tapped it. Parking lot, and then left.
I tapped it. We tapped it. Called it the sidewalk. Called it a day.
Whoa.
It's okay, though. No, nobody got injured.
Yeah.
No, nobody got dented.
Good job, man.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I mean,
this is hypothetically.
Yes,
this is a silly fun joke.
Yeah, this is me joking around. I'm not serious. If anybody thinks I'm serious, I'm not serious.
This is a silly fun joke.
Yeah, that, and then when I hit that trash can, man, this ain't real. It's still there. If you go to this college and look at it, it's fucked up.
Good save, man. We've shown a photo of it.
I did?
Yeah, we did.
Damn, bro.
Oh, shit. Never chased bread. I got that.
Man, that was years ago, though. It's all right. Fake.
Brandon, you are perfect.
Thank you, man. You too.
You been watching wrestling?
Dude, I love wrestling. You know what's crazy? I keep watching wrestling, and then I end up going back to the old wrestling, like in 1992 with Roddy Piper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man. I like watching the old stuff, too.
Me too.
I'm trying to get it. I went and saw WWE SmackDown when they came to Austin recently.
That's tight.
Oh, wow.
It was fucking sick. We got our seats upgraded, and they moved us like right by the entrance.
Shut the fuck
up. Damn.
It was sick. It was like me and like 8 other comics.
Damn.
There were some more comics. They like Hinchcliffe and his squad were like on the floor. It was like him and LaMare and Sean Gardini and all those guys.
Oh, wow.
Shane. And they were all like on the floor. And then we're up by like the entrance. It was like really cool. It was like the entrances are badass, but they are loud as fuck.
That's pyro.
It was pretty cool. We got to see, one of my favorites right now is Kevin Owens. And this little girl had like an autograph book.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, here, sign it. And he walks up and grabs a pen and just fucking throws it.
That's tight. I might start watching again.
Fucking sick.
That's an honor.
Yeah, Brandon was like, Owens? That's cooler than the.
Yes, that's the guy right there. This is my,
Yeah, he's fun.
My man right here, man.
Do they put on a show for you, though? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was sick.
Yeah.
It was a cool show.
I love wrestling. I remember I was like courtside in my 20, not courtside, my bad, at near the entrance around 2011. Dude, I got to like give R-Truth a handshake. Kelly came up and hugged me. I was like 10.
Okay.
Yes. I'm a kid, man. I can do that.
Yeah. So you grabbed the ass.
I think so, man. I got a good hug. I was like, this is all I'm getting for a while.
Yeah,
so I'm getting a nice, beautiful, good hug.
One funny thing happened at the end of that SmackDown. Cody Rhodes, so like Hinchcliffe was there. Cody Rhodes at the end was like, give it up for Tony Hinchcliffe. And he got kind of like some booze and like.
Damn.
Really?
He got some pop and like some booze. And then he goes, give it up for Gabriel Iglesias. The crowd goes fucking nuts.
Okay.
And they're chanting, Fluffy, Fluffy, Fluffy.
It is Fluffy, though.
It was sick.
That's a different level.
It was so funny.
It's a lot of Puerto Rican and Hispanic.
I don't think he might not have gotten that. I might have heard like a boo. He might not have gotten like booed, but it was just like, it was like a mixed applause. Like, some people knew who he was, some people were like trolling or whatever. Probably.
Yeah, but Gabriel Iglesias, he's on a different level than,
I
mean, and then like, 99% of.
I worked sound for him the night on Christmas night in Austin, Texas. He headlined at Sunset Strip Comedy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
And I think his ticket price was like up there. Like it was
like a, what?
It was like an intimate. I can't remember.
Because for that room to have him. That's a great show because, I mean, he's playing. If he wants to play a theater, an arena.
I don't remember how much they were. I mean, it was like $100 at least.
That's good. I'd pay that.
It might have been one or two.
Now, two. Two is stretching. I'd pay $100 to see him in that kind of setting.
That's a lot right there.
And, it was pretty cool. He did, I used to tell people, I forgot that. He did like 2 hours and 17 minutes of
what?
Damn.
Yeah, he did like an hour of material, and then did like a 90 minute Q&A. And people, he would just tell stories. I mean, it was like super intimate. It was a long show, but he gave us all money on top of what we were getting paid to work.
That's tight. Hey, that's a good dude, man.
Like the servers, me. He took care of everybody, and it was a really good show.
Sometimes you could just tell when somebody's a good goddamn dude, man.
Yeah.
I always liked Fluffy.
It was really cool. He, like, asked us all to come in there and then was like, thank you guys so much for working tonight, and gave us all, like, greased us all.
That's the best thing, man.
Yeah, dude. It was pretty cool. Yeah.
Sunset Strip, that's where I saw you hosting. Brent got me and my boy in for free, dog. Big dog right here. Hey, we get it. Red Band, thank you.
Oh, and then one of the weird connection thing, one of the guys that featured for him that night, I opened for at Stand Up Live Huntsville. Polar Bear Gonzalez. Do you guys know this cat? He's good.
You said you featured for him?
I featured for him 2 years ago or some shit when he headlined at Stand Up Live Huntsville. And he was featuring for Gabriel at Sunset. I'm working sound.
That's great.
I was talking to another comic about it. It was pretty funny. It was like, yeah, it's like before I was, you know, I was like hosting and he was headlining. And it's like now he's on the show and I'm working sound. It's like, it's like you know, sometimes things just stay the same.
Is he funny?
Yeah, he was funny. He's got a big like social media following. He's Hispanic.
Ooh.
He looks like Tyler Cooper, like you were saying, albino.
Yeah. Very light skinned. He has like bits about it. That's why he's called the polar bear, because he's like, you know, white. like a polar bear.
He's like a Canelo Latino.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Canola.
Are those your favorite?
I have to admit, there's something about him I like.
Yeah, right.
That I can't quite put my finger on what it is. Yeah. But.
No, I'm with you. Definitely the white Hispanics are my favorite.
White Hispanics.
Why is there... No, why are you guys leaving me out to dry like
this? No, because
this?
I was lit. I don't...
Well, you can say it, because you're dark.
No. Yeah, man.
No, I'm just fucking...
Yeah.
No, nah, one of my boys, he's Puerto Rican as shit and brown.
You're Puerto Rican?
I'm not.
Oh. What are you?
Pakistani, man.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not from Pakistan, though. No.
You are Pakistani? Yeah,
I'm Pakistani, but my
family
from there.
I'm sorry, I just thought
there.
You were fucking with me for a second.
No, their family's from there, and then they
you
moved.
Did say Hail Hitler earlier.
So yeah, but you could say that when you're Pakistani.
Well,
true. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's why you like the Packers.
Because I'm half Pakistani, half German.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's a cool mix.
You know, we do a whole bunch of crazy shit.
That's fun.
But I still eat pork because fuck Allah.
Oh, hey. Okay.
Also,
all right.
Pork
there.
Is great.
Shit.
Right? I'm not going to sit and be a part of a religion that doesn't allow you to eat bacon. That savory fucking candy of the meats.
Oh, my.
God, it's so good. Hold on, what are you guys oohing for?
It's well, my least because favorite out of
bacon
the
is, I think bacon's overrated a little bit.
Yeah.
I won't even sit here and hear
I think
this.
It's been marketed well.
I love
is that
bacon.
Marketing? It's the way it dissolves in your mouth.
Yeah, it's tasty,
when you get
man.
The fat
it's
the
marketed
meat.
Well. It's it wasn't crispy. Even a breakfast food if not for marketing.
Brent, food stopped advertising the dog.
I love bacon.
Fuck this nigga. That's odd. He's abusive.
Like, they just like. It's funny that bacon, now their advertisement is just genetics. That's funny. They've really stepped their game up. Damn. Like, that's good advertising. Just make it pass through DNA.
Oh, yeah.
you, as a baby, you're just like, give me some bacon now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Please. Mm-hmm. I need it bad.
Don't they 3D print it?
I love a BLT.
Ooh, dude, me too, man. I love BLT.
That combination just does something.
What, you don't like BLT?
The salt
sugar?
From the bacon on the tomato.
Dude. Preferably like a fresh garden tomato.
We'll get sexual in here. Oh.
Let's get it.
Throw some black pepper on the tomato.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's cancel the show tonight and make BLTs. I'll text Kim right now and be like, hey, I can't.
Hey, Dom, did you see he said he doesn't like BLTs? You just said you don't like BLTs?
No, you said you don't like BLTs?
Don't throw me under the bus.
No, I'm throwing you under the bus.
No, I don't.
Get on his ass.
You're talking about you don't like BLTs, man?
I'm not going to somewhere.
What don't you like?
Cut bacon.
What don't you like? The tea?
Thick-ass bacon.
You don't like the tea?
Bacon's not... It's really my thing. I'll eat it. It's good. But like you, I think it's overrated. And then tomato, lettuce, you're not doing the bacon any favors.
So what's the best cut of the
mayonnaise
the
pork? Of the pork?
Ugh.
You got to put mayonnaise on it though. Mm. Come on now.
A little bit of mayonnaise. Don't overpower it.
Come on.
Light mayo, what is it?
Light mayo.
Light regular mayo.
Light mayo, yeah. Man. You don't want to overdo that. Give me too much of that action.
I'm just seeing what time it is.
Because Brent's headlining, Brent and Friends. Brent and Friends.
I'm excited. I probably shouldn't have gotten high, but.
Nah, you'll come on life. That time.
Yeah, on life, man. Hmm? We all, well. No.
On life and on cocaine.
Nah, only thing I sniff is this oxygen, man. It's H2O.
And if you have the nose for cocaine.
See,
I've got a few
hours
till I'm on stage.
Never gonna find out though. Sadly.
You got what?
I've got a few hours before I'm on stage.
Yeah, because then you're headlining, so you're not going up like.
Yeah. Right.
Like soon.
I'll go up at like 9, 10.
You know what? Beats if you're too buzzed on reefers, you drink liquor. Mm. It balances it out, and by the time you come down, you got a fucking perfect buzz. Look, we'll take some shots of this Blanco right here. It's the Rock. You guys talking about wrestling?
This is the last advice Brent was ever given. Yeah. I'm gonna get really good at it now.
Yeah, that seems like terrible advice.
Dude. Yeah, you think it's terrible? I'm telling you, dude.
Just do it for 10 years straight, and then you won't remember it at all.
You remember parts.
highlights.
Yeah, you remember, and that's what you. That's
hey,
you
Brandon's high on life. I was at the gym the other day.
Yes, you
saw
were.
Saw Brandon on the Stairmaster, weighted vest.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like a fucking weighted vest. Water slide, dude. You know how sweating.
Oh my God. Yeah. I can't imagine.
He was going insane.
Hey,
Hell yeah.
Fucking firefighter, flex them motherfuckers. Goddamn.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. Why you think I've been watching wrestling, man? That shit motivate me, man.
Yeah. You ready to throw somebody out of a car after they get down the wreck, right?
Fuck yeah.
Power bomb on the hood.
Hell yeah.
It jumps the heart.
Yeah, man, we'll jump that heart.
Mm-hmm.
Get up in there. Do what we got to do.
Mm-hmm. You know you can't.
Consensually.
I want to do him see CPR, slides in like the ref and just slap somebody's chest.
Ah, man. Gotta love wrestling, man.
They would beat the living shit out of you if you got in that ring.
Oh, man, dude.
Brandon's been in the ring.
Brandon's got
you
the
jumped
shit
in before?
No, not jumped.
You're talking about jumping in while they're...
Oh, yeah, dude, you jump in, they'll whoop your ass.
Yeah, I meant if you jumped in during a match.
No.
Yeah.
You remember the Scott Hall.
I'm not saying he couldn't do it, couldn't handle wrestling.
Well, he got his ass beat, he had to stop.
If you're just a person, and you as a little goof jump in the wrestling ring during a show, especially these like guys that just travel, if you're going to see somebody, like some wrestling... In Alabama, those guys definitely are gonna.
Adam Priest will fuck you up.
Yeah, Adam Priest would fuck you up.
I'm telling you, he will. I seen what he does, and it's gonna be real.
Hell
you don't think
yeah.
it's not real? You are gonna jump in that ring and you gonna get your ass beat.
He's waiting for that day.
They all have to be like,
you know,
please.
He reminds me of He reminds me of Benoit, but in a good way.
Yeah, in a good way.
We'll find out in 10 years. Well,
I mean,
I get the same.
I just watched Kurt Angle do an interview with Chris Van Fleet, and he was talking about Benoit got brought up, and he was talking about how he was doing the thing that WWE wanted him to do, which was pretend that Chris Benoit never existed. But he was like, I realized that to say that means some of my best matches never happened. He was like, so I used to pretend he was like, but I think that he and I had the best wrestling match of all time. And he named the match. I went back and watched it, and it was great. But he's good because of his intensity, Chris Benoit was.
And that's why he's good at killing.
I think that's why. And Adam Priest is also shorter.
True.
Oh,
Chris
yeah.
Benoit was
stacked,
also
though, like short
stacked. And Chris Benoit is the same way. They had this like similar body type and the intensity.
They do got dude. That it, more you know, now that you said that, that is exactly who he was out there.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
See, look.
Is he married?
Huh? Oh, Chris Benoit?
No, I don't agree.
And I hope that he's not divorced.
Yeah.
Let's Chris Benoit was that guy though. I thought wrestlers really feared him whenever he would come out there.
Not the right picture.
I mean, he and like a lot of those guys were really good. Like
very good.
Him, I mean, Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle's my favorite of all time.
Really?
Really?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. He wasn't when I was a kid. I hated him when I was a kid.
Because
he was a heel.
Yep.
And then now I'm like, oh, he was the best. He was so funny. He cut some of the best fucking promos.
Oh, yeah.
And then when he got in the ring, he could always be a joke. He could be menacing. He could do all the things. Oh, the Team Angle was great. He could do all the things. But when he got in the ring, he was a fucking problem.
Yeah,
he was.
He was an Olympic gold medalist.
Russell with a broken neck.
Yeah, he was an Olympic gold medalist. So that was what was cool about him. He could get away with all these like crazy antics and still be seen as a threat in the ring because he has those gold medals. You can't take the gold medal away from him.
No, you can't.
But he can be a silly goose.
He can be the silliest of geese.
Yeah.
But then he gets in the ring. It's like, oh, this guy's going to fuck me up if I don't. You know.
True.
Hell yeah.
It would be a problem if he transitioned, dude.
In
wrestling?
It would be a problem.
Well, you know, wrestling where I'm from is not, you don't have, you, girls and guys wrestle against
each
other.
Well, I've seen the guy, dude, there's this girl on Instagram that beats the hell out of these.
Is she small though, right?
Yes.
112 or 103?
Something like, yeah, it has to be.
Yeah, so those girls can be good. Let me tell you, when they come up to my weight class.
Yo, I'm telling you though.
I slam this bitch on a neck.
I think she would give you some problems, dude. Huh? Now. I think she would give you some problems.
Now? Oh, dude. A child could beat me now. I pulled my back getting out of the truck at work, dog.
It happens.
What the fuck? Hell yeah, hey man, some
I
fucking.
I shit myself on the drive here.
That is just, I mean, that's crazy.
We're all that's just the trying.
Third true.
We're just trying our best, fellas.
True. Hey, Brent. Did you see, speaking of earlier, when you were talking about like people going into the ring, did you see that video where his name is Fatu? You know Fatu, right?
Yeah. Fatu?
Yeah, did you see that part where that fat dude tried to run in there and he like kicked him, threw the chair at him and all that stuff and like whooped his ass? That was.
There's a great one of, I think it's Stone Cold and Triple H.
Dude, I saw that one.
And Triple H was the heel. Austin was the face at the time.
Yeah.
And so this guy, like, I think he was a Triple H fan. I think Stone Cold was pinning Triple H. This guy, like, came in and kind of, like, tried to break it up.
Mm-hmm.
And Triple H beats the shit out of
him. Dude.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
This is on a documentary, dude.
Really beats him bad.
Dude, I watched that like 100 times.
That's the way it should be.
That is how it should be, because you shouldn't step in there.
But he did it because it was cool because he was like protecting Stone Cold.
Because when he hurt or something?
I think.
Because he was coming in to fuck up Stone Cold.
Well, it was because somebody had to do it, and Stone Cold couldn't do it because he was the face.
True.
Without like blowing kayfabe.
I agree.
So Triple H, to protect them both, because he was the heel, beat the shit out of that guy. He's like, I'm the bad guy anyway. Fuck this guy.
Yeah. The picture on the right, that's a perfect stance for a suplex. He's getting all of that fucking quad in there to fucking pull him back. He is about to drop. And look how much room he has from his head to his, so he can drop him hard. He can kill him if he wanted to like that.
Hey, go for it. Do New Jack. New Jack style, man.
Yeah. And he'll never wrestle again, Triple H.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
he's
got
like a whole bunch of problems.
Yeah, he's done.
And plus, he's got the company.
Yeah, he's done. Yeah, he's all management now. Yeah. But yeah, he has like a fucking defibrillator or some shit in his chest.
Damn.
Yeah, he's messed up, man.
Wrestling ever again.
Because those boys, hey, my favorite wrestler was Scott Hall, goddamn it, Razor Ramon.
Ooh, I love Razor.
Razor's great.
He'd throw that fucking toothpick at you.
That Shawn Michaels ladder match, obviously.
Man,
WrestleMania?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That was whenever. I had to watch it when that shit was fuzzy.
That's a really good match.
Was that the one where they hugged at the end and they got mad?
No, that was out of like a house show. That wasn't a real. Man. I never heard about that.
Oh, no, that's SummerSlam. Hold up.
But it was like the WCW guys hugging.
Yeah, that's the one with the white pants.
And that's the iconic photo right there.
Yeah. Oh, and then I photoshopped. Did you see my poster where I photoshopped my face on Shawn Michaels' body?
That was tight. Man.
I didn't do it. My roommate, Matt Bamore, did. A very, very talented comedian.
And, I thought he was here with you. It's my boy Matt. Hey, that dude's funny. I seen him on Kill Tony. He fucking killed that
I should have brought him. This was just like a solo trip. I'm staying for a whole week and trying to see some family and shit. And
hell yeah, man.
And thank you for gracing us with your presence, man.
Thank y'all for having me.
Man, hell yeah.
I wanted to hang.
Hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah, we're chilling.
It's been fun. Yeah, but me and Alex were hanging last night, and he was like, I wanted to do something during the day, and he was like, well, we can do the podcast at like 5. I was like, perfect.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Where'd y'all go last night?
Yesterday we did the D&D show.
Mm-hmm. You do that shit? You know how to play?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been playing D&D for almost as long as I've been doing comedy.
Really?
Really?
I'm like 5 years and I'm going on 6 years in comedy and going on 5 in D&D. Or it might be 6 in D&D. Because
you know Mark Viola.
Yeah.
I
want
to get him the DM.
He's going to he's been asked about it. He's going to do it. Yeah.
But like, obviously, what you're thinking, that's the joke.
yeah, we don't know shit about D&D. Yeah.
I want to learn so bad.
Yeah. Too much. He's going to get very angry at us, and I'm going to love every second.
Yeah, but that's like, going to be fun.
The balance of it is I think they are going to play.
We're going to really try to play.
Sure
yes.
That we're not literally fucking around.
Yeah.
No.
But you can have fun and be silly. It's a fun, silly, positive, like, you're going to love it. It's improv.
Mm-hmm.
It's improv, but you're playing a character, and then when you try to do challenging things, instead of it just happening magically, you have to roll dice to see if it actually happens.
That's okay. Good shit. I'm down for that.
So it's like all the role playing, you can be whoever you want and role play, but then when you try to, like, do something... Like, if you try to steal something, you try to talk to someone, like, persuade them,
mm-hmm.
you try to deceive somebody, you can kick down a door.
So, like, you're saying deceive somebody, so if me and JJ playing with each other, and I'm like, you want to come through this door, I'm trying to deceive him, but he's going to know because I'm going to say that, right?
I thought we're on the same team.
You're on the same team as JJ. Oh. So, deception stuff... Those skills don't really work on each other. Those are to use on the NPCs, basically.
Oh,
the DM,
I forgot this NPC.
On the DM.
Oh,
yeah, so the DM.
Okay.
So Mark is going to be all the people you guys interact with. You can interact with each other.
Come on,
yeah,
dude.
But you don't, like, yeah.
Thanks,
like, if you're lying to JJ, he can just decide whether or not he knows you're lying or not. You know,
yeah.
It's like...
Hmm. But no, it wouldn't make any sense because we're on the same team. I thought we were all playing against each other.
If you're, like, trying to lie to, like, say, a guard
mm-hmm.
that saw you guys being sketchy and you're trying to lie to him,
yeah,
you would roll a check. You would roll a d20 and add your deception, which would be, like, +7 if you're trying to play a sneaky... Light
character.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then you add the number to it, and then Mark will tell you if it beat the DC or not, which is the difficulty class. It's just like a set number mm-hmm. that you got to beat.
He would know all that shit.
Yeah, he's going to be doing that for us.
Yeah, he's going to be doing... All you have to worry about is you and your character.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing everything else.
I do that at work, said I'm +20 strength. Is that good? I swear to God, this is real. I'm being dead serious.
Wait, you mean it would be...
He told
you have 20 strength.
He's saying you're +20 strength in D&D. That's what he told. I don't know what that means.
He was lifting something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a thing.
He stood up.
Is it good? Is it
that's good.
20's good?
Yeah, 20's
okay.
good.
Hmm.
Yeah, having a 20, sure. The 20 is the highest your strength can be.
Well, he said it.
It balances out.
But it would be plus. But it would be plus. But it would be +5 to your attack by having a 20 in strength.
Okay.
What do you think? What do you think?
And then
Brandon's stats would be.
Brandon's got a 20 in charisma.
Thank you.
100%. Yeah.
Thank you.
But what is his fault?
Oh, damn. Like, where do I start?
You don't seem very dexterous.
What is that?
Is dexterous? Is that the word?
Dexterity, yeah.
Dexterity?
Dexterous. Yeah, there's an R in there.
Dexterous?
Dexterous.
Yeah, you don't seem very... Are you fast?
Yes. Yeah, I'm a fast guy.
Well,
man, I'm not going to lie to y'all.
You're a fast runner?
Yes, I am.
We raced once.
You guys got me.
We raced and he failed me.
Yeah, I failed, but that's because I was doing a dumb rush.
You failed your dexterity check.
What is that? The hell is this? That a test for dexterous? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you got like
that's
a negative.
That's exactly what that was.
No, dexterous was one of your classmates.
No, it wasn't a special ed, huh? Making fun of disabled.
Nah. You gonna let that ride?
Let what ride?
Making fun of your people.
Brandon,
my
the
people.
Same team.
Oh, what, are you in special
party.
Ed too? What's going on?
What?
You said we're on the same team.
But in Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, in Dungeons.
Yeah, in Dungeons and Dragons, you guys would be in the same party.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're an adventuring party.
Mm.
In a video game.
So I'm clearly the muscle, so he has to be you got to be the brains like an elf or something.
Huh.
You
got to
be
smart?
An elf. Yeah.
I thought they were good at magic.
So what would I be?
They're nasty.
Do you want to do magic?
Hmm.
No. What? Yeah, so what do you get to pick?
Yeah, I don't know.
You get to pick a race. You get to pick a class. Right.
Is there a set races list of D&D?
Yeah, sure. Do the 2024.
Whatever Brent says.
Mm-hmm.
2024.
D&D. Character creation.
Oh, character creation. What would I be like, a red guard?
Mm-hmm. Character builder.
That's Skyrim, but yeah, exactly.
It's right here.
You could actually do.
It's out there.
That's what I love about, like, video games have already introduced so many. Is this it right here?
Yeah, that's a character sheet, but
let's find a better.
Yeah, you would pick a race. You would pick a class. In the newest edition of the Player's Handbook, they kind of updated. They kind of simplified the races. So it's like humans.
We got all.
You got elves. In real life. You got dwarves. You got halflings, which are like hobbits. They just can't call them hobbits legally because they got sued by Tolkien. But the halflings. You got gnomes. Small boys. No, you got gnomes and halflings are the tiny boys. You got a orc. Big.
I'm an orc,
just
dude.
A big dumbass. You can be a big You should be an orc barbarian. Barbarian is you're a tank. You're made of fucking hit points. You have a rage ability that you pretty much
go into. Dude, I'm a fucking orc barbarian.
At the beginning of every combat, you basically want to be like, I want to go into rage.
Yeah.
Because when you rage, you do extra damage. You can do a thing called reckless attack, which gives you advantage to hit, which is you roll two dice.
Reckless driving.
Yeah.
There we go.
You do extra damage. Oh, you take less damage.
Mm-hmm.
Any piercing or like regular weapon damage is going to be divided in half against you. And you have a lot of hit points. You reduce damage by half. You're made to like take all the arrows and shit and run in people's faces and chop them in half with an axe.
No bullshit.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They used to do that. This is what I used to
you
do.
You guys want me to make you all characters? I'll assign you all characters right now. Please.
I used to do that shit when I was younger. They used to send me into the fight and I had to fight the big
dude
first.
You fucking die ever. You run in and beat the.
That's what I did. I swear to God. I would go in. That's me.
You won't be good at anything else.
No, I don't need to.
You won't be good at anything else.
You guys call me
So this is a nerd thing, but from a role play perspective, you get to role play kind of a big dumbass. You're a big, strong dumbass.
I don't even have to role play.
Perfect. You're already there.
This is drunk driver. They always survive the crash
because
it loosens them up.
It does.
They do a lot of damage.
Fuck
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They instantly get mad. It's everybody else's fault.
100%.
Love that. Awesome.
Hell all right. Damn.
So we got Orc Barbarian.
Let's go.
What do you want to do? You want to be sneaky? You want magic?
Somebody who's going to have some knowledge.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Because, you know.
Yeah.
Do you want to be like. All right. One of my favorite classes is the Bard.
Ooh.
Bard's fun.
What's a Bard?
All right. So a Bard is like a minstrel, like a.
They play
an instrument. They follow heroes around and they play an instrument and they're funny, they're charismatic, they're handsome, they have spell casting that they play with their music.
That's me.
They perform, they're the best at lying. They're the best at anything you want to do.
Yeah.
You can kind of fill any hole of the party by being you can be the best at like two things. You can be the best at lying, you can be the best at talking people into things.
Let's do that.
You can be the best at stealing. You can be like the sneaky. You can play whatever instrument you want. Make up a fun character, a fun idea. He's like handsome. He's, you know, he wants to go on an adventure though and take a risk. You're a good support character. You guys will be a monster combo.
Oh, yeah.
A bard and a barbarian, dude. You just pick spells that you think sound fun and that you think will make him stronger.
I already got it now, dude. I'm gonna play the triangle. It's going to be the dark triad of traits of serial killers. So we're going to have animal murder, setting fires, arson, and I don't remember what the other one is. Lack of empathy.
It's shitting your pants.
Damn,
bro.
Shitting your pants and not feeling bad about it.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's this do on the triangle? You got to hit it and that happens?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you sure you want to do the triangle?
He could be healer.
What's EMT?
You can do a cleric.
Hell yeah.
Explain to him what that is, because he doesn't know.
Please.
Clerics are usually they're religious characters.
Okay.
They wear like they wear heavy armor, but you can pick any god. There's like
it's the weighted vest to carry around.
And you specialize. You can be a path. There's like different paths in clerics, but they're the best healers.
Yeah,
and they're armored, and they've got some cool spells and stuff, holy powers. They can zombies. So, if you guys run against anything that's undead, cleric is gonna have
I respect that.
Okay, so you fucking cast spells on a lot of people, so we don't have to get in this shit. And if we do get in this shit, you throw me in there, I'll fuck them up, and you heal me if I get fucked
up. Yeah, I like this.
That's a great squad.
Are there preset spells and stuff?
Yes.
Okay. Who presets them? But you just gotta look them up.
You can look them up.
Make sure Mark Boyle does all of this.
Look up, please, Mark.
You may have to buy a digital copy of the book, which is honestly worth it.
He has four.
It's
there's no way he doesn't have every edition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you can do D&D Beyond.
D&D Beyond.
And then it'll walk there it is, you through. Right there. It'll walk you through every stage of making your character. But you can
we get into this. We try to fucking beat his ass.
We should get Hope to make us visual representations of the character.
Yes.
Your Guitar Hero controller.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Hope?
See what she did with us right there?
What she did.
She did us that art right
there. Made me colorful.
Sick. Yeah, she could definitely draw your party.
Mm-hmm.
And she's hilarious.
That would be really sick.
Funny. Good singer.
And she probably plays D&D. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
But yeah, dude, you guys are going to have a blast playing. That's a pretty good team.
Yeah,
I'm down.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for hooking us up.
Hell yeah. Yeah, appreciate it,
dude. Yeah, man.
Hell
yeah.
Oh,
man. We might fucking beat the great. I'm not going to say
it. I'm not going to say what.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it. Kind of people.
Yeah, but JJ, you're going to have to change that instrument, man. Triangle, I'm telling you, as a triangle player, that's a dark fucking road. You don't want to do that.
I don't know.
I had a mental breakdown playing the triangle, man. You don't want to play the triangle.
What happened?
Bard played the triangle.
I never told anybody about this, man.
What was your other
instrument? I don't think you told it on here.
Oh, man, I played percussion.
Wooden clapper.
Dude, they had me play everything. They had me play the clapper, the triangle, that big ass drum, the bass drum, the snare drum.
What happened?
Okay, so this is the first time that I feel like, because they did pull me into class shortly afterwards. I had to talk to my mom right there, thinking about I was special. I had a mental breakdown for the first time in my life. So I was playing triangle, and everybody used to always joke on me. And they'd be like, Brandon, man, that triangle shit, and laugh at me. And then one day I just had it, and I was like, that's fucking it. And I threw the triangle on the ground, and I ran into like the sound room, and
what happened?
I went off. And he just heard me in there. I was like breathing hard, and I just yelled, and everybody's like, damn, man. So then in the lunchroom, everybody lined up. I'm like, I'm sorry, Brandon, you okay, buddy? And everybody just tapped me on the back. I went off.
They was there for you, though.
Shit.
You said, I'm tired of this shit.
Yeah, I was like, I'm tired of this shit. And I threw the triangle.
You say that, everybody wants to be your friend.
Yeah.
And then, no, they thought I was special, man.
Now, like a dude like last week. School.
Yeah, that too. Like a dude last week told me on the wrestling team, he was like, yeah, bro, you know I had to become your friend because the coach told me to. They thought you were too awkward, so I just wanted to help you out. And then we became best buds. Like, we're bros right now. He was like, man, I realize you're a cool-ass dude. So.
See?
Yeah.
What, man?
How does
somebody take the time to get to know
you? I know. He didn't have to. He could be like, fuck that weird-ass kid. But no, he's like, let me go over there and try to see what's his potential.
Exactly.
And we became bros, man. Mm-hmm. We were eating that steak
Coach
and shit.
Coach did give him an NIL deal. But
yeah, he did tell. He did. He was like, yeah, he put me up to it.
Coach knew what was up, though. He knew you needed it, right?
Oh, yeah. He was like, that dude is weird as hell, man. Go try to talk to him. He too.
Is that the coach that beat you up?
No. Mm. No, that dude was crazy, man. He peed on somebody, bro. He was like, I whooped his ass and peed on him in the parking lot,
mm-hmm.
which I respect. You got to do what you got to do.
He casted the spell on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's that,
respect.
What they call it, that golden shower?
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think.
I'm not going to say his name, man. I don't know you don't know.
Well, just to be clear, pee Golden Shower doesn't usually include whipping their ass first.
Yeah, that was wild as hell.
Yeah, Golden Shower.
I think they both won in the Golden Shower. This dude, man.
Yeah, what's that called? A Golden Shower? Somebody beats your ass and pisses on you?
It's a golden consensual, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Armenian Golden Shower.
Yeah. Ooh, what's the Armenian, man?
That's it, right?
It's a race in D&D.
Oh, okay, cool. Let me beat RDN. Whatever. Fuck you. Know?
Yeah, they're like RDN? Flying birds. Ooh.
But the orcs don't recognize them.
Hey, man, I've never been in the sky.
You never taken a plane?
Well, I mean, I did when I was an infant, but I don't
you know,
remember.
So you haven't no, remember being on a plane.
They said I cried. Get on one right now.
Hell no, I wouldn't get on one right now. Everybody crying.
I saw the one where the engine just cut out and it.
Nah,
just,
bro, I'm taking a bus. I refuse. Mm-hmm. I refuse, man. Till I'm.
Nah, we got you. Still got to fly.
I'm gonna retire.
You gotta fly.
That'd be my last flight.
That fucking foreigner in our president's ear.
Oh yeah.
What it is. I'm tired of this. Look, I'm tired of fucking these. Fucking nerds becoming bullies. Yeah. All right, I'm sick of it. And you know what? It's your fault, America. Because,
yes,
you know,
is.
In my day, you know what we would have did to Elon Musk? We would have fucking poured goddamn toilet water on his head before second period. Is what we would have fucking did. You know when you're talking about bullying people? It's not, you don't bully the small guy who's just trying to, you know, he hadn't hit his growth spurt, he's just trying to fit in. No, you don't bully him. You bully the guy that hides his fucking, His fucking answers when you're trying to cheat off the test.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Dude, it's fucking algebra. Nobody needs that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So anyway.
Amen.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more.
Right? Mm-hmm. And if they would have bullied him in school, he wouldn't be like this.
Exactly. Look at me.
Right?
The fuck? Yes.
And you're
look
a perfect
at me.
Example.
I'm a perfect example. Now I'm a man.
Yeah.
Fuck, I took that shit like a fucking man. Now I am a man.
Tell him.
Shit.
Goddamn Africans. They can't. I'm tired of
Africans.
Them.
Oh, well, man.
All of them.
Not all of them, man.
Well,
most of them. This guy.
A couple I
what
knew.
What time is it, Alex?
I tell you, it is 6:16. It's 6:16. Let's not say that too quick.
Huh?
Oh, I was just saying 6:16.
Tookie Williams.
Tookie Williams? Who was that?
Tookie?
Tookie. Mm-hmm. Let me search that up. Should
Isn't that Mike Sales' cousin? Mookie Twan?
Mookie Twan.
Oh, yeah.
Tookie Williams.
Look at this guy, man.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Okay, I don't know why the fuck I said it like that, but I was trying to debate. I know this man.
I don't suppose I have anything to plug.
No, you got something, man. Catch you in Austin. I put your socials out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Catch me in Austin. I host Main Course Comedy. We do them like 3 a month. Check out maincoursecomedy.com. I host that regularly. What else? I want to get the podcast back going. Spooky Fun Time. Go watch those 10 old episodes.
Yeah,
those are fun.
They were good.
And then I think that's it.
Cartoon you just voiced.
Oh,
ooh.
What? I mean, there's stuff. I just don't have anything that's like fun. I did I've done an audition that went well.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing some short film stuff.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm grinding my little tits off. What was the thing? And then Zach, my friend Zach, wrote a cartoon. Zach Hedrick wrote a cartoon. It's called The Brood, and I'm one of the leads in that. We're going to, at the end of March, we're going to Tampa. I guess that's a good thing to plug. When is that?
I'll type it all out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be, it's going to be in Tampa. At the end of March, where's the Side Splitter show? I'll just put Tampa, I guess, on all those dates. It's the end of March at some point. Either sometime between the 25th and the 30th is when I'm going to be in Tampa. But we're going to show the cartoon, and then we're doing sets, so it's going to be fun.
Hey, all that stuff's bad.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Side Splitters, that one. But I don't know. Zach planned a whole tour. I just kind of got a ticket, and I'm going, so...
Thanks for coming on, Brent.
Thank you, man.
Dude,
always
thank you guys
a fucking
so
good
much
time.
For having me. I love you.
Hell yeah.
Love
hey,
you too,
love
man.
You too, man.
Now we got to go.
Hey, go headline this motherfucker.
Show.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell
we got
yeah,
headliners
man.
On here, cuz.
I'm going to go show my ass.
Hell yeah. Go out there, show, eat ass, live life. Do what you got
to
do, bro.
I wanted to bring this up, Don, but Pat's out there.
Oh, yeah.
I walked in and Pat was like, y'all.
hate Scrappy Doo.